Well, hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you for the weekly podcast. Welcome aboard. If you're a new listener, regular listener, good to have the time with you. Hope I'm going to give you something here that's really useful, that you can see a concept, you can hear a few things that are going to be useful to you, and we can really move you to a new place. So it's a simple idea this week, but a powerful one. This week, I want to talk a little bit about how the environment can really affect what we bring. So we have these unique gifts and talents. You have these unique gifts and talents. And I guess you got to ask yourself, how often do you bring 100% of your best? So if you've got a skill set or a talent and you're using it in your work or your study or your relationships, I mean, how often are you really in that peak state? I mean, part of what the whole weekly podcast is about and all the different things I do through jonathandoyle.co are about helping you be at that peak potential as often as possible. So I had a very powerful experience recently that brought this home to me in a really dramatic way. Now, I want to introduce what happened to me. I want to go back a little bit, sort of set it up for you. I knew that I had a big speaking engagement coming up, and a friend of mine said to me, you know, what are you speaking about? And I told him, and he said, the hard thing to remember is that when you're dealing with adult education, he said, you've got to remember that unless people have chosen to be somewhere, then it's always going to be difficult. He said, you know, if you don't have skin in the game, if you don't have, you know, the passion or interest in listening to some content or hearing something, then we're not going to bring 100% to it. So let me explain to you this way. Imagine a hobby that you're passionate about, or a band or music or something that you're really interested in. It's just a real passion that you have. Now, if you find out that one of your real heroes in that area, somebody you look up to or a band you like or a world famous expert in your hobby is coming to your town and they're putting on a free seminar, like, you would go in like 5 minutes, you know, like, I read so much, and if one of my favorite authors was coming and he was coming to town, he was going to give a seminar, you know, I would pay like big money. Even it doesn't have to be free. Like, I would pay to go and listen. And once I go in there, what do you think I bring when I go in there, right? I bring expectation. I bring enthusiasm. I bring interest. And this was the insight that my friend gave to me. He said, man, the hard thing for you is, he said, if you're speaking and people don't want to be there or they haven't chosen to be, doesn't matter if they, you know, sort of think you're good or not, if they don't want to be there, you're really going to have a bit of a challenge. So I was keeping all that in mind, and I went to do this speaking engagement, and I was there for a couple of days, and we had, you know, a big group of people, and honestly, it was challenging because nobody wanted to be there. Now, we turned it around. We had a great time. But it really struck me. At the end of the first day, I'd given 200%. I just, you know, really worked hard. Went back to the hotel, got up the next morning, and I was thinking about how hard that day had been, really trying to connect and just bring a message to people. And I was 4 a.m., right? I went for this long walk. It was pitch black. The moon was out. It was blowing a gale. It was really sort of down on the beach. It was great to be out. And people go, dude, that's so weird. Like, don't you sleep? And I'm like, well, you know, it's the best time of day, right? You get so much done. And I want to tell you, look, I made a couple of decisions. Like, you know, I've done podcasts on decisions, and decisions are so powerful, right? The day before had been hard, but there I was on the beach podcasting, pumping these motivational podcasts. And people go, oh, you want to pump yourself up with that stuff? And I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, you know, do you want to dwell on negative stuff? So there I am, like, cranking along, listening to these great motivational YouTube videos. And I thought about going back to do this second day. And I thought, right, in a few hours' time, I'm going to be back there again. And I had this big revelation. It was so powerful. And this is what I want you to take from this podcast. It was simply this massive awareness that I was no longer prepared to let the environment dictate what I brought. You know, because I was always thinking, oh, should I hold back? Should I, you know, try and make certain people in the audience, you know, give them extra attention and try and win people over? And then I thought, you know what? I just want to go in there and rip it up. I just want to go in there and give and be real, be authentic. This is who I am. I get really passionate. I want to connect with people and I want to just bring 200%. And I thought, that was my revelation. I am no longer prepared to let the environment dictate what I bring. And this is what I want to share with you. I want you to really take this on, that you should, you know, I really want to encourage you not to let your environment dictate what you bring. So many people go through life letting their environment dictate their behavior. So if there's negative people in the workspace, then they just accept that and they tone down their behavior and they hide their personality and they don't say things and speak up. You know, being authentic, like, just going, damn it, this is me. I got to be this person. I mean, we spend most of our lives not doing that. So I want to encourage you to read a book called Rejection Proof. Just finished it today. It's by Jia Jiang. It's real, great book. It's called Rejection Proof. You'll find it anywhere. And it was really powerful. It's just a guy who, put himself on this 100-day rejection challenge where he got set himself up to get rejected every day by asking and doing more and more outrageous things. And he learned so much about rejection and the psychology of rejection. It was really spoke to me. And I just finished it about an hour ago. And he was finishing off by talking about how rejection stops us, or the fear of rejection stops us from being authentic. It sounds like a bit of a trite saying, a bit of a sort of, one of those anachronisms. You hear it so much. But basically, he said that we have to stop looking for other people's approval and look for our own approval. I know that sounds a bit new agey or woo-woo for you, but basically, that's the path. The path is to just become so comfortable and at peace with who you are that we lose the worry about what other people think. And that's what happened to me on the beach. I just went, I'm not going to spend another day worrying about whether I'm too over the top or too passionate. I've got to be authentic. And, I just want to encourage you, where are you holding back right now? Where are you letting relationships or certain people or certain environments hold you back from where you are? Now, final thought experiment. Now, the environment I was in was not very receptive. Now, if I'd had a different environment with tons of people who were chosen to be there and were super passionate, the trick is that my behavior shouldn't have been different in either of those environments. So whether people were, it was sort of standoffish and not accepting, whether people were going out of their chairs crazy with acceptance, my job is to bring the same person to both experiences. And that's your task too, to be the same person in different environments. Be authentic. So it's a simple message. Write this down. Listen to it again. Do not let your environment dictate what you bring. One more time. Do not let your environment dictate what you bring. You're unique. There's only one of you in cosmic history. There will only ever be one of you. And your enthusiasm, your energy, your passion, the things that you really care about, if you can't bring those because the environment's crushing you, that's not cool. So I'm going to encourage you to push back and just go, damn it, what's the worst that could happen? You'll be ostracized. But if you get ostracized and rejected, it'll be by, quite frankly, what we would call unevolved people, people who are not ready to accept your truth and your passion and your energy, and that's their junk. And you've got to let people have their junk, right? You've got to let people have their crap and their journey and not let it sort of project onto you. So there it is. I hope that's useful. Do not let the environment dictate what you bring. You bring your best. Just get up tomorrow and say, damn it, I don't care what people are doing. I bring my best. And that may push you to a place where you change your environment. You may say, well, Jonathan, I don't want to get beaten up there every day psychologically. And then I'll say to you, change your environment. Grab a copy of my book, because I wrote a whole chapter about that. I wrote a whole chapter about reference groups and the environments that we're in and threshold experiences and changing our circumstance so that we can flourish. Your job is to flourish. You've got one life. Your job is to make the best of it and just to serve people and to be contribute to people and love people. And you can't do that if you're constantly regulating and hiding the truth of who you are. So grab this, give it to your kids, share it with friends. I want more people to hear this. Post it on your social media feeds. I really hope it's useful. Post a comment if you'd like to. Come and follow me on Instagram. Look for jonathandoyle.co. You'll find me on Instagram, Twitter at jonathandoyle.co. Would love to keep in touch. Share this. Hope it's useful. I'll speak with you again next week.